And so I invite you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in through the nose for a count of maybe 5 beats. And then very slowly release the breath for a longer count of 6 or 7. And take another breath in through the nose, a count of 5 beats. And then very slowly release the breath for a count of 5 to 6 beats. And one final breath in through the nose for a count of 5 beats. And very slowly release that breath for another 5 to 6 counts. And I invite you to continue that breathing cycle as we now hear the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'd like a discussion on something that you have grown up with, oh, metaphysical one who is interested in higher vibration, higher consciousness. The discussion is this. I want to talk about those who wish to raise their vibration. And I want to redefine vibration. Perhaps all of your lives, or as long as you have been interested in these esoteric things, you have heard the words vibration. And you've heard it in so many contexts. There's going to be a higher vibration of consciousness on the planet, they say. There's a higher vibration of thinking, they say. The planet will vibrate higher, they say. And the they has even been me. So many times I will use that expression because it's the one you relate to. What if I told you that none of that was correct? Not really. How something moves back and forth and vibrates truly has nothing to do with how elegant and loving they are. It is just an expression. The other thing you see is that if something is higher, it's better. For instance, sound, higher, better, really? But that's how you perceive it. If it's really good, you can't hear it. Only dogs can. I'm just showing you how you've used this terminology in an interesting way. Light, if it vibrates high enough or changes its waveform, it becomes invisible, or only certain creatures can see it. A vibrating sound or a light is not necessarily all that great. And yet, that is the way you and I have been using the term. Perhaps it's time to rethink all of that. Why am I giving you this? Because it's time to vibrate higher. Let's talk about what that truly might mean. This way you word these things is always a metaphor. This is a metaphor. And so if you rethink what it might mean, you start to get deeper, perhaps, into what truly it might mean. What could a higher vibrating consciousness mean to you? If I say it, it means this: a consciousness that would think out of light and love and compassion, instead of a consciousness that would go right to fear. So what does that tell you? Is that really a higher vibrating consciousness, or is it something else? And the answer is, it's something else. What if we replaced the whole idea of higher vibrating with deeper wisdom? I want an earth, you might say, that has a consciousness that has deeper wisdom than the past. I want a planet, you might say, that has a much deeper wisdom and love, compassion quotient than before. You see, I didn't say vibration. It comes with the territory that you would want to use the metaphors you always have. But if you start redefining them to what is actually the case, it gives it a much more profound meaning. it's much more elegant to think that a planet won't just vibrate higher, but you can start to identify what that means. Why am I telling you this? Why are we going here? Again, what are you going to do to accomplish this in this new energy? What is this for you? Over and over, we have told you that the closer you become to the core truths that exist, the higher you vibrate. So let's change that. The closer you become to that beautiful core truth that exists, the deeper your wisdom will be. One with deep wisdom is one you want to hang around with. Someone who has very deep wisdom is somebody who probably understands a lot more of the planet than you do. You see how that works? Each one of you has a choice right now. Do I wish to go with this new shift? Do I wish to accept that which is mastery? We've covered that before. What if I want deeper wisdom? How would I achieve that? And we always return to the same kinds of things. There is a toolbox, you might say. It's the toolbox of the light worker of the old soul, and that toolbox has in it, you'll call, tools of achieving deeper wisdom. I didn't say higher vibration. Deeper wisdom. What do you do to make those tools work? I'm going to give you again an answer that would seem ultra simple, but that's the way it was designed. Humans would have you climbing steps, going through all kinds of machinations, doing this and that in order to receive that which is divine. And I'm going to tell you yet again, all you have to do is open the box. But in order to open that box, old, deep, wise soul, in order to open that box, you have to intend it. You want it. You have to see yourself wise in the future. You have to give yourself permission. You may even have to verbalize it, which you've heard us start to do more and more. You might stand there all by yourself alone, with your hands, perhaps, held out to anyone who would listen from above. And you might say, Dear Spirit, dear God, show me the wisdom that I should have. I give permission to go to the next level. And that's when it starts to change. What have you just done, O wise human being? What is it? Think about it. Because we teach this over and over and over. You have free choice to go any way you want, to the light, to the dark. You do. But when you face off with your soul, with spirit, and say, show me a better way. When you face off, you might say, with yourself, let me open the box where the solutions are. Show me the next level. I want deeper wisdom. Show me where it is, where to go. Push and pull me with my intuition so that I'll do the correct things, dear spirit. That is when the wisdom starts to show up. That's when someday somebody will look at you and say, you know, I think you're vibrating higher. You see what we're doing today, a play on words, but we're defining what it means, what it truly means. Much, much more elegant than simply something vibrating at a certain level. So what does the wise old soul bring to the planet? Oh, how about peace on earth? Wise human beings don't repeat what doesn't work. Dysfunctional human beings do. Wise societies don't return and return and return to the things that make no difference and never worked in the past. Elegant, wise societies, they move on. I'll tell you, I have seen this. This is what is happening on the planet slowly that some of you are not even realizing is happening. Starting to become wise in what you want and how to achieve it, instead of going back and repeating a history that didn't achieve it. That's wisdom. You might say, if enough old souls do this, the whole entire planet may be wiser. And then there will be those who say, well, yes, it's vibrating at a higher level. Wisdom is the key. Wisdom gives you better choices. Wisdom is what you're asking for. Dear Spirit, give me the wisdom to know what I should do. How about that one? Dear Spirit, give me the wisdom to know which choice right now to make or what I should do in this situation. And if I don't get it, then push me there. You have just given permission with your free choice for a whole bank of angelic beings and guides to surround you and help you with the next step you make. You see where I'm going? That is vibrating higher. Wise old soul, I am in love with you, with all of you, because you now understand that there's value in this, that this perhaps is wisdom speaking. I leave that to you. And so it is.